Good afternoon, you're listening to Burnham Sports. Of course you are, it's a Saturday afternoon. Where else would you be? And we are lucky, as always, to be joined on the line by somebody who I genuinely believe, I say it most weeks, but has to be one of the hardest working people in sports. It's Kat Ratnapala, Director of Netball, head coach of the Saracens Mavericks, just this very morning putting her body where her mouth is, doing a 10K run. Kat Ratnapala, welcome back to Burnham Sports. How are you doing?
I finally caught my breath back, to be honest, Tony. Yeah, no, I'm good. Really good. Thank you. Really good. Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, honestly, we love following the Mavs. We truly, truly do. Loads to talk about, as always. It's that busy, busy time of the season. Quickly, though, just to touch on sad news. Gabby Marshall, injured whilst training with England Roses, is looking like she's going to miss the rest of the season. Is that the final prognosis?
Not the final prognosis. I'm forever hopeful and ever the optimist that I am, I think. I'm hopeful that there may be a small chance. But, yeah, unfortunately, Gab's sustained an injury with England Roses in January. Was declared fit back to play, played a couple of games. But, unfortunately, the ankle just wasn't healing well and future scans showed that there was a small break in there. So she's had to come off. She's been non-weight bearing for about 4 weeks. She's partial weight bearing now for another couple of weeks, and then it will be back onto the rehab again. So, yeah, I'm really gutted for her and gutted for the squad, but we've all rallied together and she's still a part of our squad and a fantastic teammate to have on the side of the court and has been fully involved with everything still. Really gutted to potentially lose her for the rest of the season, but she'll definitely be part of the squad still and we'll help along with her rehab as much as we can.
It's all about the squad, as we know from talking to you, Kat, as the girls pulled together. Just take us back in time. It was a big one, wasn't it, last weekend? It was third versus fourth. Loughborough Lightning, though, despite you guys having the lead at the half-time phase, prevailed in a tight fixture, 54-49. That means the Mavs, although it's terribly tight, dropped down to fifth. Of course, fourth is the crucial playoff spot. Talk us through last week and what you noticed.
Oh, it was a really, really tough game. And the girls, I mean, it was neck and neck throughout that game. There was opportunities for us to take. For me as a coach, sat there and the quarter time kind of discussion was the fact that we should have been, you know, 10 goals up after the first quarter. We didn't take those opportunities in that first quarter. And, you know, against a team like Loughborough, who are on fire at the moment, they are a very positive side. They're on the seventh run or eighth run win at the moment. So they are a very confident side and you can't give them that inch. You can't give anyone in that top four or five places an inch. It was important for us to kind of see things off from the start and we didn't do that. We were a couple of goals up at half time unfortunately we just couldn't get over the line, but it was really important that we took those opportunities early on to make sure that we cemented the win and you know, make sure of our errors. They were just too high in that first half of the game unfortunately, but we weren't able to pull it back. So lessons learnt from that game. We're moving on and we've got polls today. So we just need to make sure that we are taking care of our own possession. And training has been awesome the last 3 weeks, to be honest. I can't fault the players and I can't ask for any more than what we're doing. We're having some really excellent and really positive training sessions. So I'm looking forward to that kind of transpiring and getting onto the court.
It is so crucial that you bounce back. Obviously, still well in contention for playoffs. Only 3 points separate you and Wasps in second. It looks like Manchester Fund is slightly stealing a march at the moment from everybody else on 30. But all to play for. It was great to hear how positive training transpired into a positive result post your last defeat. I guess you'd be hoping for more of the same today against bottom-placed London Pulse.
Absolutely, yeah. As you mentioned, I've come to the box early and I've done a 10K run this morning. We've come here, we're making sure that we get those players out on court again. We have learnt from past experiences and learnt from our last game. And we're looking forward to coming to Pulse and taking the game to them, absolutely. So, yeah, it is a learning curve in this second half of the season. You know, errors can't be creeping in and we need to make sure that we are, as I say, taking care of our own ball, taking care of our own possession, and really driving, you know, plays home and making sure that we are all supported through that. So it's 15 minutes at a time, and it's just making sure that we just continuously ask for more of each other and of the players. So, yeah, looking forward to getting back on court today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big one. At the Copper Box, what a wonderful arena. Hopefully it's going to be a scene of positivity for the Mavs seeking to bounce back. But Kat, the games come thick and fast. We've been building up and it's coming literally around the corner. Monday the 15th of April, Mavs are at home at the brilliant Marshalls Arena against Wasps. That one is going to be juicy, isn't it?
Oh, I really can't wait for that fixture. I mean, to play in that arena is going to be awesome. We were going through kind of floor plans and everything else, and just stepping into that arena, I'm just getting goosebumps. It's such a iconic arena for us to play in. It's the first for any netball team to go and play there. Milton Keynes is hopefully a good location for us both sets of travelling fans and our fans to get to. So yeah, really, really can't wait to get onto court and play against Wasps at MK and just take it to a new arena and a new venue for us this season. So yeah, really can't wait. So definitely people have to get their tickets and come and support us.
Yeah, absolutely. We will be supporting you. We're banging that drum. We've been banging it all season. Tell us, as always, Kat, what's the best way to get involved, learn more, and most importantly, get those tickets for that big Milton Keynes clash?
Yeah, it's go to our website or follow us on social media. So it's Saracens Mavs on social media, or they can visit our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Perfect. Kat, I wish you and the team every success today as you look to bounce back against bottom place London Pulse today and then build to that one on April the 15th at that awesome MK Arena, Marshalls Arena. It's going to be special. Have a great rest of the day, and hopefully it's positive training translates into positive results as we've experienced with the Mavs quite recently.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Kat. Thanks again.